Hello everyone. So I'm Xinlin. Today I will talk about a project to build cloud storage with more predictable performance. And this is a joint work with Yunmao from AT&T Labs and Fei-Fei Li and my advisor Robert Ritchie from University of Utah. So the key idea of cloud computing is to share the physical resources and doing that, it achieves the economies of scale and improves the utilization of the systems. So in a typical setup, multiple virtual machines are consolidated into a single host, and they share the CPU, memory, disk, and networks. So because of sharing, that will result in interference between VMwares. And this is like mentioned as an important problem in the cloud computing community. In practice, CPU and memory sharing works pretty well. And there are many ongoing works to look into the network performance for cloud computing. So here we look into the performance for disk I/O sharing. As you have already know, so disk I/O sharing is problematical. There are interference between random and sequential workloads, and there might be some conflicts between read and write workloads. So the question we want to answer is, can we build a cloud storage systems with more predictable performance? And to answer these questions, we first did some analysis about the interference between different types of workloads. And we provide some quantitative result, and then we derive some design implications based on our result. So now let's have a look at the interference analysis. So we use FIO, which is a popular Linux disk benchmarks, to investigate the interference between random read workload, sequential read workload, random write, and sequential write workload. We also look into the interference for real world applications, and we use TPCH as an example. So the disk we use is CJIT 10K SCSI disk, and they are installed in PC 3000 machines in MLab. And if you want to run my experiment, you can allocate the same type of machines and do that. So for FIO benchmarks, we run each workload against 10 gigabyte partitions. And we use direct I/O to bypass the page cache, and we set the block size to be 4K, and I/O depth to be 32. And we run each workloads for 2 minutes so that all the workloads will get interfered during the whole execution process. And for metrics, we use IOPS to measure the performance for random workloads, and we use throughput to measure the performance for sequential workloads. Now let's have a look at the results when we collocate in the same type of workloads. So the left figure shows the performance of random workload when we value the number of collocated workloads. And the right figure shows the performance when we value the number of collocated workloads for sequential workload. We did the same experiment for all four types of workloads, and the results are quite similar. So what we can see from here is that each instance of workload gets a similar performance when they are of the same type. And I want to mention that we use different metrics for random and sequential workload. So the conclusion from this is that when we collocate workloads of the same type, each instance will get a similar performance. And this is what we want to achieve. Now let's have a look at the performance when we collocate different types of workloads. Here I preview the result for the random read workload to illustrate how to interpret the result I present here. So all the black bar here shows the performance of a random read workload when it is collocated with other four types of workload. So as an example, the SR bar here shows the performance of a random read workload when it is collocated with another sequential read workload. And the first gray bar shows the performance of a it shows half of the performance when the random read workload is run in isolation. So that is the ideal performance we would like to see if we run two instances of workload at the same disk. So let's have a look at the results for the sequential workload. So the left figure shows for the sequential read workload, and the right shows for the sequential write workload. So as you can see here, the SR bar and the SW bar are higher than the RR bar and the RW bar. So that says the runtime workload gets a high performance when they are co-located with sequential workload. So the conclusion from here is that random workloads are destructive to sequential workload. We should avoid co-locating random workload with sequential workload. And when we look into all the figures for all types of workloads, we can see that the RWR is always the lowest. So that means all workloads get the worst performance when it is co-located with another random workload, a random write workload. So random write workloads are destructive to all other types of workloads. So all of these workloads are synthetic workloads. And now let's have a look at the performance interference for real-world application. So we use the 21 TPC query as a random read workload. And we did a scan of all 10 NAND tables as a sequential read workload. And we run these two workloads in isolation and concurrently. So this bar shows the performance for the random read workload and the sequential read workload when we run these two workloads in isolation. And these two bars show the performance of these two workloads when we run them in concurrently. So we can see that the execution time for the sequential read workload is increased significantly. And that demonstrates that the performance interference does exist for real-world applications, and the interference is significant. With that, let me introduce our system, which we called FAST. It stands for Fair Assignment for Storage Tenants. So the system we want to build is we want to build a block storage system, which is similar to Amazon EBS, but with more predictable performance. So we choose to implement a block storage system because it is general and can be used as a disk for virtual machines. So this is a list of assumptions for our system design. So we assume our storage class is built of inexpensive commodity components. So we expect that component failures are common, and we have to do replications to improve the reliability. And according to common practice, so we want to keep three copies of data. And we also assume at any given time, there's only a single reader and a single write for a virtual volume. And we don't make any assumption about the workloads within virtual machine. And this is a high level view of our systems. So all the nodes here are typical like server machines. And we have three types of nodes here. So we have compute node, name node, and date node. So compute node are where the virtual machine runs, and the name node is where we manage our metadata for our storage system, and the date node is where the actual data is stored. So there are two high-level design principles we follow. So because we want to avoid co-locating random workload from sequential workload, we have three copies of data, so we decided we needed to direct random read and sequential read to different replicas. And because random write is bad, so we use log structure to convert random write into sequential. And let's have a look at the detailed architectures. So in our systems, we group every three data nodes into a replication group. The data node communicate with the name node to report their status. And in the computer node, we have our device driver, which is named as fast client. And it exposes block device to virtual machines. And for each volume, we partition the volume into chunks. So when our device driver receives a request for chunks, it will first look up into its local mapping cache. So the mapping cache maintains the mapping from chunk to the location information. If it doesn't find it, it will query the name node to get the replication group information. And then, depending on the workload types, it will decide which data node to send the request. So as an example, if it is a A random little workload, we will always send the request to the first data node, and the data will be returned to our device driver and then to virtual machines. If it is a sequential little workload, we will direct all the requests to the second node, and the data will be returned to our device driver. If it is a write workload, then we need to do replication. So the write request will first send to the first data node, and the first data node will forward the request to the second data node, and the second data node will forward to the third data node, and the third data node will forward back to the device driver after it finishes. And so now let's have a look at the detailed chain replication protocol we use. So to improve the performance for doing chain replications, we use buffered write at the first two nodes. And because we also want to keep at least one copy of data persistent in disk, so we use direct I/O at the tail node. And as you can see here, we use log structure at the tail node to convert random writes into sequential. And we also want to implement a default with a steer strategy. So by default, all the random reads go to the head node, and all the sequential reads go to the middle node. But if we detect that some nodes are idle, we allow, say, to steal some requests from other replicas. Now let's have a look at some of the initial results we get. We look into the performance for one replication group, and we assume they are solid tenants, and each one wants to run one workload. And so we assume there are 10 random workloads, and 10 sequential workloads, and 5 random write workloads, and 5 sequential write workloads. So the size for the sequential write and for the sequential read and the random write is selected such that they will finish, they will take almost the same time to finish when they run concurrently. And we compare our system with the baseline systems. In the baseline, it just assigns the workloads in a round robin fashion. So we have like this list of workloads needed to assign. And in the baseline, it will assign like for the 10 random read workload, it will assign 4 random read workloads to the first node for the disk, and 3 of them to the second disk, and 3 of them to the third disk. And it assigns in the similar way for the sequential read workload. And for writes, because we needed to do replication, so there are 5 buffered random writes and 5 buffered sequential writes at the head node and the middle node. And for the tail node, there are 5 like random writes and 5 sequential writes with direct I/O. But in our systems, because it is a workload type aware, so it always assigns all the 10 random read to the first node and all the time sequentially to the second node. And because we use log structure at the tail node, which is a solid disk, so it converts all the time workloads into one larger sequential write. Now let's have a look at the performance we get. So this figure shows the performance for the write workloads. As you can see, the performance for the write workloads in our system is much better than the performance of for write workloads in the baseline. And that is because so we use log structure to convert any random write into sequential. And in the baseline, because random write and sequential write are co-located together, and the interference between write and read, and so the result is not good. And for sequential read, our system and other like sequential read in our system get a similar performance, and the read performance is comparable or even better than the baseline. And for random read, our system provide a similar performance for all of the workloads, but it is like worse than the baseline. So the reason is because in the baseline, the random read is co-located with the sequential read workload. So the random read workload can steal some resources from the sequential read workload, so the performance gets boosted. But we believe that if the tenants want to run random workload, they don't expect the performance to be very good. This project is still in the very early stage, so there are a list of future works we need to look into. For example, in this paper, we only look into the effects of collocating same type of workloads with similar I/O request characteristics, and we are interested to look into workloads with different I/O request characteristics. And we also need to deal with node failures. And because like we use different disk layout for the tail node and the other two nodes, so we need to use different mechanisms to handle the failures. And we also need to look into the load balances among the for the trunks. If we detect some hot spots, we might need to consider migrating some trunks. And we also need to consider the trade-off for chunk size. And the larger chunk size will likely introduce hot spots. With smaller chunk size, will result to more overhead in manage the metadata. And we are still in the process of implementing this system. We are looking to evaluate the performance for real-world deploy. So let me conclude with my talk. So our project is to develop cloud storage systems with more predictive performance. And we direct random and sequential use to different replica to prevent the interventions between these two kinds of workloads. And we use log structure to convert random writes into sequential ones. And we use different write policies and disk layout for tuned replication. OK, that's my talk. Any questions?
Any clarifying questions before we move to the panel discussion?
What storage system did you run these experiments on?
What do you mean, what storage system? I just run the workload against the raw disk.
Raw disk, direct
yes.
attach? Directly attached
yes.
to your host?
Yeah, it's a SCSI disk directly attached to. Yeah. I mean, you can check out with the PC 3000 machine in MLAB.
Right. So, okay. So you haven't investigated the applicability of any of these results on storage array products or?
Yeah, we just run we're using a single disk. We haven't heard.
Right.
Because we assume we use chain replications, so we probably don't need to do RAID
right.
for improve the reliability.
Hi, Eno, Microsoft Research. Have you looked into SSDs at all? We're just a few months ago. We're testing the new Intel 520 SSD, which is a desktop one, and for the same request size, it's very surprising, and it's nice. Random and sequential reads behave the same.
We haven't looked into SSD. We just assume we want to build a disk-based cloud storage.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's interesting to look into how to utilize SSDs as a caching or as a caching tail to improve the performance. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.